All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. Joined by left-handed relief pitcher Tony Watson and fans. I have a big announcement to make about Tony Watson. No, he's still here, don't worry. But he is going to be our new philosopher of baseball this year. Filling big shoes. It started with Tim Flannery years ago, but we love this every other week, talking about the game of baseball. So, Tony, congratulations.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to this year and doing these with you at, you know, talking baseball and talking shop and going over a wide range of things, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's so much that happened in spring training, but before we even get into the meat of talking ball, I want fans to know who you are, you know, where you went to school, how you grew up, where baseball was like, and how you became such a philosopher, not afraid to speak your mind.
Well, I appreciate you just calling me a philosopher. I mean, that means a lot. But, yeah, I'm from a small town in Iowa, grew up in a small town, Dallas Center, Iowa. It's a suburb of Des Moines, and family was always into baseball. Grandfather was a high school coach in the Des Moines area for a number of years, and my father was a coach for a number of years. He's actually retiring this year. And I went to school at the University of Nebraska, played baseball there for 3 years, and got to play with a lot of great players. Some of them are still playing in the big leagues now, and some of them in the minor leagues, but a lot of great experiences there. And then got drafted by the Pirates in 2007, made my way through the minor leagues there, made my debut in Pittsburgh in 2011, and played there for 7 years and got traded to the Dodgers in 2017 and signed over here last year, and here I am now.
Well, and you're a left-handed relief pitcher. We'll get into all the new rules that could be coming. That'll be on one of our first few shows. We'll talk to Tony about that. But Des Moines, Iowa, that's Cub territory.
That is big-time Cubs territory. The AAA Iowa Cubs are right there for the Cubs. So All my friends, a lot of family, Cubs fans. There's some Royal fans sporadically and mixed in the Des Moines Metro, and some Twins fans as well, Cardinals fans. It's kind of in the middle. But there are some Giant fans there as well. You know, it goes back to the AM radio days of the Farmers, and they couldn't catch any signal. So you got the Giants and the Dodgers. That's all they could pick up in the fields. And so there's some Giants, some longtime Giant families, sprinkled through the Iowa, but it's big-time Cub territory for sure.
Tony Watson, our philosopher, with us. Did you ever go to the Field of Dreams? You ever see it?
I have, up in Dyersville. Yeah, it's in northeast Iowa, and it's really cool. That's one of my favorite movies, being from Iowa growing up there, and watching the history of, I'm a big baseball fan, and watching the history and watching that movie and kind of learning about some of those players. And, I thought it was a really neat experience. I went probably when I was 9 or 10. And, they're out there. They have the game, and it's in the middle of a cornfield, and there's a house up there and everything. And it's exactly how it looks on the screen. But, it was about 3 hours from home, so we made a trip.
Well, I love it. That's the heart of baseball. That is the heart of baseball. You said something about the Farmers and Iowa life. Did you feel that kind of life? Were you a city kid, or did you really get the feel of Iowa?
No, I'm a city guy. My dad grew up in Des Moines in the city, and where I'm from, Dallas Center, it's a town of about 1,500 people, so it's a really small town. And the families have been there for generations, and the farming is the backbone. It is what it is out there, and that's what people do. And it's a commute. You can commute into the city and work, but some of my friends' parents did that, and some of them still live there. A number of them have chose to raise their families there in Dallas Center and Grimes, since two towns that join up. And they consolidated, it's simple life. It's small town America and rural America, and that's where I grew up, and it's a great place to grow up, and I love growing up there.
Boy, interesting. I love the images, and it's a great way to do the interview with the images. I'm just seeing the cornfields and the people and the feed store and all that, the silos and all that stuff. That's Iowa. But here you are, 1,500 people. It's like the crowd at a good workout or a fall league game, your whole town. And then you're playing in the World Series, or you're 50,000 people. What are you thinking?
Throw strikes. quite a big difference, obviously, from, my high school field was backed up to a cornfield, and, all those images you were speaking of, those are all very real, and that happened. But, we're in the big leagues, the stadiums are a little bigger, and the lights are a little brighter, but, everything's the same. It's still 90 feet to first. It's still 60 feet, 6 inches to home plate, and you still got to throw that ball across home plate and get ahead and make things happen. So, in a way, I feel like it's maybe helped me in my career and, keep things simple and go out there and just do your job.
All right, Tony Watson with us. So, but you baited me a little bit. It is 60 feet 6 inches. They want to make it 62 feet. What about that?
We'll see how that works. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that'll, hopefully not be making its way while I'm still pitching. But, yeah, it's an interesting, it's topics for discussion for sure. And, the independent Atlantic League is going to go ahead and try it. And, but it's only for the second half of the season or something, I believe. Something with those rules, and they look like they're introducing a number of rules for this year, but we'll see what happens. I'm a traditionalist, so I like where it's at.
Yeah. What did you major in Nebraska?
I was a soc major, I started as a communications guy, and I took a couple classes that really intrigued me, so I switched over, and I had a great time in Nebraska. It was a really good school. Met my wife there. Really good people, and it's people I still talk to today, and couldn't be happier with my decision to go there.
Yeah, now we get to your wife. Okay, this I like. She's a lawyer. Come on, I like this.
Yeah, she's a lawyer. She did her law school at Creighton University in Omaha, home with Ty Block, and she's got it figured out. I mean, if this baseball thing doesn't work out very long, I guess I'll be leaning on her, and I'll be at home with the kids. And she's done a great job for us, and really is the backbone of our family. And very intelligent, and so you would appreciate her just because you're the lawyer. I know how it goes. We've talked about this before. So she's an attorney, and very intelligent woman.
Oh, I love it. Tony Watson with us. I'll be cross-examining you and her. I'm looking forward to this. Seriously, it was great to hear that. Well, here we are, the end of spring training. I always say, whatever it is, it's a week too long. You pitch, 50 innings a year. I don't know how many innings you pitch, but you only need a dozen down here. Isn't it crazy? You've been here for 7 weeks to pitch 12 innings?
Yeah, and I don't even know if I'm going to get 12 down here. It's, as you get older and you kind of know your body and what you need to do, it's, you just got to cross off the boxes of what you need to get yourself ready to do. And it's funny, there's little things that I try to do or try to emulate that happen throughout the season as a reliever. I mean, for instance, the other night, I'm getting ready, and our team was a night game, and we put up some runs. The boys were hitting, and we put up 13, I think, that night. And it seemed like they scored every inning except the inning I was warming up. So it was a quick inning for me, and you don't have the same amount of time to get your body ready, get your arm going. So I had a quick warm up, and for me that was good because I needed to cross that off my list before I go north. And earlier in camp versus the Cubs, they made a pitching change, so that inning was a little bit longer. So you got to tell yourself to slow down there and not throw as many throws, and save your bullets is what they say. And so those were two little things that most people might not see, but as a pitcher, it's something that I look for and try to cross off just to get yourself through that before it actually the games count and the results count. So there's little hurdles, back to backs, multiple innings, getting guys on base. I mean, obviously, you don't want to give up hits all the time, but if you give up a couple hits in spring training, it's not a bad thing because you're working with runners on base and working through traffic. And, spring training used to be, when I was in Pittsburgh, I think I had a perfect month. I had 10 outings and zero ERA, and I was just locked in. And then feeling really good, we went to Cincinnati for opening day, and Todd Frazier hit a 3-run homer off me in the 8th inning, and I was like, well, that just, the whole month just went down the chute there, because this one actually matters, and we ended up losing. So spring training, it's long, but you got to put your work in, you got to do your stuff, and sometimes the results don't look great, but in your mind and mentally and physically, how you bounce back the next day and what you're going through, I mean, I think you need to cross some boxes off and know who you are and know yourself and get ready for the season.
Boy, he's in mid-season form, a philosopher. I like it. No, seriously, that I was going to ask you the question. I think you answered it partially, because the light switch flips from today to tomorrow is opening day, and the whole baseball world looks different. How come?
You know, I don't know. They ring the bell and everybody just kind of takes off, and and you got to answer the bell because nobody's going to be waiting for you. It's, you know, it's time. It's just something that clicks. And, you know, we've got a veteran team. We got some youngsters sprinkled in, but veteran manager and everybody kind of knows how to go about it. It's a marathon. 162 game schedule is a long, long schedule. There's going to be ups and downs. And I think the more you go through those ups and downs, you embrace them and know how to get through them and know how to tackle them head on. And so yeah, when the bell rings, that's when it matters. So you know, somebody once used to say that in you know, the first couple months, you know, people kind of feel themselves out, and then in June the horses come out and the starters start going. But now, you know, who knows? Everybody's trying to shut the starters down after three times through. So the game's changing, it's evolving, but you know, the bell still rings on opening day, and it's a beautiful. I don't think it should be a national holiday, honestly, but yeah, it's a fun day, it's a fun time. Everybody's excited, and everybody's in first place too.
Yeah, I like it. You're cooking, man. Very good, very good. Good opening shot for the philosopher. Very good. I like it. Very good. I always say, June, the peaches are on the trees. That's when I know what baseball is all about.
There you go. That's a good saying too. Yeah. And then you got to finish strong and get into October somehow.
All right. Doing great, philosopher. Boy, I'm going to look forward to the year with you. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for the time. We'll see you up in San Francisco.
All right. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it, Marty.
All right. That's Tony Watson, our new philosopher. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.